Shalom, welcome to Ancient Principles and Kingdom Authority. I'm Rabbi Kurt Landry.
平安，欢迎来到古老的圣经原则和国度的权柄系列。我是拉比克兰卓。
This is an interesting subject someone's asked about, and it's called the Dire Straits.
今天我们来讨论一个有趣的话题，叫做险峻峡湾。
Isn't that interesting? Like to me, I'm raised in the 60s and the 70s and the 80s with music, and many of you remember the band Dire Straits, but that actually comes out of a biblical principle.
我成长在60到80年代，伴随我成长的音乐中有一个乐队叫做险峻峡湾，这个名字实际上是出于圣经原则。
And it's interesting because it is actually a season of time. It's a 3-week period of time. And it's between, let's see, I've written some notes here. The 17th of Tammuz to the 9th of Av.
这很有趣，因为这实际上是一个圣经中的季节。这是一个为期3周的时间段。它介于塔摩斯月17日到艾波月的9日。
And what it is, it's a 3-week period of time, and it actually starts in Hebraic culture, it actually starts in the breaching of that 3 weeks, is that when the first breach on the walls of the temple took place, that is on the 17th of Tammuz, and there's a breach, and then the destruction of the first and second temple, interesting, on the same day, the 9th of Av.
那么它是什么呢？这个3周的时间段实际上来源于希伯来文化，它是从圣殿发生第一次被破坏的时候开始起算的，也就是在塔摩斯月的17日开始计算。接下来圣殿第一次以及第二次被毁是发生在同一天，也就是在艾波月的9日。
And so that time between that 3-week period is called the Dire Straits.
这3周的时间被称为险峻峡湾。
So you can read about it in Lamentations chapter 1 verse 3. It says, Judah has gone into captivity under afflictions and hard servitude. She dwells amongst the nations. She finds no rest. All her persecutors overtake her in the dire straits.
你可以在耶利米哀歌第一章第三节中读到这一点，犹大因遭遇苦难，又因多服劳苦，就迁到外邦，他住在列国中，寻不着安息，追逼他的都在狭窄之地将他追上。
And so what it's talking about in Lamentations that is in during this 3-week period of time is when the enemy triumphs over.
在耶利米哀歌中所讲述的是，在这3周的时间里，敌人占上风。
So what do we do in this 3-week period of time from the 17th of Tammuz to the 9th of Av? What do we do?
那么在这3个星期的时间里，从塔摩斯月17日到艾波月9日，我们该怎么办呢？
It actually, dire straits actually translates out in the Hebrew.Kind of loosely, it means to be squeezed or pressed down or grinded down or a narrow place.
实际上，险峻峡湾翻译成希伯来语，大概的意思是在狭窄的地方被挤压或被碾碎。
This way, my family, we do not travel or do a lot of activity during the dire straits in the ninth of Av.
对于我来说，我和我的家人在险峻峡湾这个季节中，我们不会开展旅行或者进行大量的活动。
We actually fill our calendar out. It's a time of fasting, a time of introspection.
我们实际上在日历上对这段时间的安排是禁食和内省。
And it's a time that we know where we remember the whole purpose of the fast is to remember that.What the children of Israel were going through at that time was the reality of there would be no temple because the enemies destroyed the temple.
在这段时间，我们进食的目的是为了记住以色列人在当时所经历的是一段没有圣殿的时期，因为敌人当时摧毁了圣殿。
Now, understanding that if the enemy has destroyed the temple in an Old Testament time, there was no way to atone for sin.And they understand and understood then that the wages of sin was death.
在旧约时代，如果敌人摧毁了圣殿，那以色列人就没有办法赎罪。以色列人当时非常清楚地明白，罪的工价就是死。
So without the Yom Kippur, without the scapegoat, without the feast for the blessings, for without being able to bring the offering during the Passover, Pentecost, and tabernacles, all these times, and be able to be able to reconcile with God, when there's no altar and no temple, then there's no reconciliation, and they're just out there as a free fall to the attack of their enemies and the attack of Satan.
因此，如果没有赎罪日，没有献祭的羊，没有释放祝福的节期宴席，在逾越节、五旬节以及祝棚节的时候，以色列人就无法献祭。那没有圣殿，就没有办法献祭，也就是说，没有办法与神和解。以色列人只能在撒旦的攻击中不断坠落，遭受敌人的攻击。
And so, this remembrance between the 17th of Tammuz to the 9th of Av to the Tish B'Av is a time where you go through the narrow place and you say, Father God, what is it that's in my personal life? And I'm bringing it now into modern times because this is an ancient principle and I'm bringing it into kingdom authority in now.
因此我们纪念从塔摩四月十七日到埃波月九日的这段时间，我们把古老的一个圣经原则带入到我们现今可以使用的属天权柄之中。我们可以求问父神，在这段时间我们的个人生活中出现了什么。
So what you do is you say, Lord, I'm going to take this 3 week period of time for self-introspection. Search me and know me, Lord, for I desire truth in my inward parts. And you're asking the Lord, what is it? What's the enemy? What's in me that's just trying to destroy this physical temple? What is it?
你可以这样对神说，主啊，我要花三周的时间进行自我反省，求你来鉴察我，认识我，因我的内心渴望真理。你可以这样求问神，我的身体里存在着怎么样、什么样的敌人可以摧毁我的身体，也就是我这座圣殿。
What time, task, and activity? What food? What habits? What patterns? What relationships do I have?
我的时间安排、我的任务、活动、我所吃的食物、习惯、生活模式都和这些有关系吗？
Just go down the list of all the different things that you're doing or not doing. What's on my to-do list and what's on my not-to-do list?And you, it's just a time of reflection. It's a narrow place. It's a time to be squeezed and pressed down.
你可以列出你正在做的所有事情的清单，哪些事情是你代办的，哪一些事情是你不该做的，因为这是一个反思的时刻。我们所处的是在一个狭窄的地方，在一个被挤压、被压制的时刻。
But when we get past the ninth of Av, then I'll take you into a scripture. Let's go to Psalms 18:19.And he also brought me out, he brought me out of the narrow place, he brought me out into a broad place, and he delivered me because he delighted in me.
让我们一起来读诗篇第十八章的第十九节，他又领我到宽阔之处，他就把我，因他喜悦我。
So what was the delight? The delight was the 3 weeks of introspection, spiritual cleansing,and decisions to make to walk after God at a higher level.
什么是喜悦我呢？喜悦我就是在为期三周的时间里，我在灵里净化、内省，并且决定在更高层面追随神。
So we remember that there is a destruction of the temple. We remember every year that this is a time of reflection, and we need to take a 3 week period of time.Where it's not 24 hours or anything like that, but we fast and we ask the Lord, what is it that you would do to help bless this temple and not curse it?
我们记得圣殿遭到毁坏，我们每年都记得这是一段要反思的时间。我们需要花三周的时间来进食，问主，我们需要做什么能让神你来祝福圣殿，而不是诅咒它。
And so I want to close with this. Let's go to Acts chapter 3, verse 19. How do we do that?Acts 3 and 19 says, Repent, therefore, and be converted. Be converted to what? To be converted to be born again.
让我们来看《使徒行传》第三章第十九节。那么我们该怎么做呢？这节经文告诉我们，应当悔改归正，归向重生所要归正的方向。
But also, when you repent, let's repent and be converted from the stinking thinking into the righteous thinking that brings a transformed mind to where we're not walking in the principles of transformation, but we are being transformed by the renewing of our mind.
悔改是从恶臭的思维转变为正确的思维，从而带来转变的思维模式，使我们不再靠着遵循转变的原则而在行为上纠正，而是通过思想的更新而被真正的转变。
And when we do this, we are converted that our sins may be blotted out. So that's what was happening in the temple at Yom Kippur, that our sins were blotted out.
当我们这样做时，我们的罪就可以被涂抹。这就是赎罪日的时候在圣殿中发生的事情，我们的罪孽会这样被涂抹。
So that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send Jesus Christ, who was preached to you before.
经文中这样说，这样那安舒的日子就必从主面前来到，主也必差遣所预定给你们的基督耶稣降临。
And so this is the key to this is, after we have this dire straits of being pressed down, then there's the remembrance of the destruction of the old man being buried in baptism is now being resurrected.
所以这就是关键，在我们经历了被压制的险峻峡湾这段时期之后，我们就会想起在受洗的典礼中被埋葬的旧人现在已经靠着主基督耶稣复活了。
And the Lord is taking you into a broad place, and you repent, therefore being converted to new thinking that's free from the sinful thinking, because your sins are blotted out, that times of refreshing,Now the Holy Spirit.
主正在带你进入宽阔之地，你悔改，因此被转变为摆脱罪恶思想的新的思想，因为你的罪在思想更新的时候被涂抹了。
With fire and wind and power can come in to cleanse our temple so that the enemy has no accusation to come against us and to try to destroy us.
现在带着火、风和能力的圣灵可以进来洁净我们的圣殿，使仇敌无法控告和攻击我们，或者试图毁坏我们。
So that's kind of like the purpose of it, and that's how what we do as a family with the dire straits is we use it as a time of cleansing and introspection for promotion.
这就是险峻峡湾中自省的目的，这也是我们作为一个家庭在这个时期做的事情。我们将这段时间用作洁净、自省，并为未来的提升做准备。
So your question here, so do the dire straits have historical significance? Absolutely. And why does it matter as a born-again believer? And do you have a prayer strategy for us as believers that you can share?
你们的问题是，险峻峡湾这段时间有历史意义吗？当然是有的。我们作为重生的信徒，为什么这段时间对我们很重要呢？作为信徒，拉比，你有什么祷告的策略可以分享给我们吗？
The historical significance, I think, is the fact that the first and second temple were destroyed on the same day, the 9th of Av.
拉比说，我认为险峻峡湾的历史意义在于圣殿第一次和第二次被毁在同一天，也就是在埃波月的九日。
That's incredible.So that shows you that God has a calendar and the enemy attacks according to that calendar.
这真的是难以置信的。这就表明神其实有一个日历，而仇敌会根据这个日历进行攻击。
So, the lesson for believers is, have you ever understood, like if we look at this, this is right in the middle of the summer, and this is a time when there is negative things have happened,I don't have my notes in front of me for that, but the horrendous things that have happened on the 9th of Av, it's tremendous how many things other than just the destruction of the temple during that period of time.
所以给我们重生信徒的教训是， 我们一起来想一下，现在正是仲夏季节，是一个很容易发生负面事情的季节。我现在手头没有笔记，但是其实在埃波月九日发生过的事情实在是太可怕了。那段时间除了圣殿被毁之外，还发生了许多其他不好的事情。
So you're saying, do you have a prayer strategy? Yeah.
你们问我是否有祷告的策略。
And this would be a great prayer for that 3 week period of time. The prayer strategy would be thatEvery day to get with your family and pray out that prayer strategy and get a free download on Psalm 91, the decree and the prayer in the courts of heaven, and personalize it and put your name in it and say,
我会用诗篇第九十一篇来到天上的法庭，与我的家人每天一起祷告宣告，并且将其个性化，也就是在经文当中带入你的名字。
SoWe're going to just personalize this and we're going to close this out in our prayer for the dire straits.
我们一起来为险峻峡湾这个处境来祷告，请你们也用自己的名字带入到经文中。
Father God, in the name of Yeshua, He, who is your name, I'd say He, the Landrys, who dwell in the secret place of the Most High, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
父神，奉主基督耶稣的名，我是住在至高者隐秘处的，我必住在全能者的荫下。
The Landrys will now say to the Lord, He is our refuge and our fortress. He is our God, and in Him the Landrys will find your trust.
我要论到耶和华说，神是我的避难所，是我的山寨，是我的神，是我所倚靠的。
Surely He shall deliver the Landrys.From the snare of the fowler, and from the pestilence, and from the perilous pestilence, he shall cover the Landrys with his feathers, and under his wings the Landrys will take refuge.
神必救我脱离捕鸟人的网络和毒害的瘟疫。神必用自己的羽毛遮蔽我。我要投靠在神的翅膀底下。
You just do this in your name. His truth shall be a shield and a buckler to the Landrys.Lord, the Landry shall not be afraid of terror by night, nor the arrows that fly by day, nor the pestilence that walks in the darkness, nor the destruction that lays waste at noonday. The Landrys will only see 1,000 may fall at our side, 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come near the Landry household or our family in Yeshua's name.
神的诚实是我大小的盾牌，我必不怕黑夜的惊骇，或是白日飞的箭，也不怕黑夜行的瘟疫，或是午间灭人的毒病。虽有千人仆倒在我旁边，万人仆倒在我右边，这灾却不得临近我。
Only with our eyes shall you look, and you'll see the reward of the wicked.
我唯亲眼观看，见恶人遭报。
The Landrys.Because the Landrys have made the Lord, who is our refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall the Landrys, nor shall any plague come near the Landrys' dwelling.
耶和华是我的避难所，我已将至高者当我的居所，祸患必不临到我，灾害也不挨近我的帐篷。
Thank you, Lord.For he shall give his angels charge over the Landrys, to keep the Landrys in their ways. In their hands they shall bear the Landrys up, lest the Landrys dash their foot against the stone.
感谢神，因神你要为我吩咐你的使者，在我行的一切道路上保护我。使者要用手托着我，免得我的脚碰在石头上。
The Landry shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent, and the Landry shall trample all these enemies under our feet, because the Landrys have set their love upon the Lord. Therefore, the Landrys will dwell with him. I will set him on high because he has known my name.
我要踹在狮子和水蛇的身上，践踏少壮狮子和大蛇。我将所有这些敌人踩在我的脚下。 神说，因为我专心爱他，神就要搭救我，因为我知道神的名，神就要把我安置在高处。
The Landry shall call upon the Lord, upon me, and I will answer the Landrys. I will be with the Landrys in trouble. I will deliver the Landrys and honor him and honor them. With long life, the Landrys will be satisfied with him, and the Landrys will be shown salvation of the Lord in Yeshua's name.
我若求告神，神就应允我。我在急难中，神要与我同在。神要搭救我，使我尊贵。神要使我足享长寿，将他的救恩显明给我。
If you'll pray that during the dire straits, that's the best prayer strategy that I can give you.
如果你在险峻峡湾这个困境中，这就是我能给你最好的祷告策略。
So thank you so much for joining me for Ancient Principles and Kingdom Authority. May your roots go deep in the Lord. May the power of the Holy Spirit increase in you day by day. And may the Lord bless you abundantly above all you can ask or think.
非常感谢您与我们一起了解古老的圣经原则和属天的权柄。愿你的根扎在神的深处，愿圣灵的力量在你身上一天天的增强。愿神大大的祝福你，超过你所求所想。我们爱你，神祝福你，平安。